how it all applies to life. I think everybody's aware of the new recruiting landscape and how this thing works. It's not easy to get a scholarship or an opportunity to play at the next level. It's actually very difficult now because college football has turned into the league of the NFL, basically. Okay, so colleges are taking players from other schools as if it's like free agency. So it's created a tier system where you have the big schools, and you have grad transfers, you have JUCO football players, and you have high school football. And what is happening is our high school football players are getting overlooked because they're pulling talent from other places, well, what they consider, or with players that they consider to be already college ready. Okay, so the landscape shifted, okay, and it's made it more difficult for our young men, our young student athletes to make it to the next level. But what has happened here this evening, and what also happened in our first signing, is we saw some young men that were able to endure the hardship aspect of the recruiting process, and they were able to persevere and obtain, you know, what they want, and that's the opportunity to go to the next level. I had a conversation with Ron Zook last week, and he said to me, football is not supposed to be easy. And in other words, he meant football is not supposed to be convenient. I can understand, you know, when you talk about physical neglect or psychological neglect, that's one thing. But we're talking about on the football field, you're going to experience some mental duress. You're going to experience some physical duress, okay? When we take the easy part of it away from the game, away from life, we're stripping ourselves or our student athletes of what they really need to succeed in this life. They need faith, perseverance, they need all of that, okay? Tonight, we have on full display two young men and their families who did not take the easy route. Everything has changed in front of them, and they didn't quit. You know, each one of them has their own unique story, but they stayed in the fight, and I say that a lot. That's all I talk about, staying in the fight, seeing it through. Tonight is an example of two families and their sons that saw it through. So I think we need to give them a round of applause for that. So, as their coach, I couldn't be more proud because, you know, it's just like, it's easy to just jump from place to place. You know, they didn't jump, they stayed, you know, when things got, when we went through COVID last year, they didn't leave, they stayed, and they fought through. And like again, I'm more than proud to be their coach. Life starts tonight for you all. It does. You're signing your life to go and have an opportunity of a lifetime. It'll change your life. So I'm proud of you. And with that being said, I'm gonna turn the floor over to you all, and you can tell everyone what your plans are for college. Thank you.